Robin's point.
Okay, it's February 3rd, Mom, okay?
All righty.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to our urban story on this beautiful afternoon. This is, today's date is February the 3rd of 2018. We have a lot to talk about, and we're so happy that you're with us. Let me give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559, to let your voice be heard. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say to our wonderful listeners?
Yes, hello everyone, and welcome aboard our urban story. We're just going to dive pretty much right in. I think the couple of big stories this week, the State of the Union address by President Donald Trump on Tuesday, and of course the release of the memo detailing the abuses of the warrant requested, or the abuses that went into the FISA court allowing one of Trump's campaign aides to be spied on. His name is Carter Page. But before we get into the FISA court issue and really the discredited high-ranking members of the FBI like James Comey and others, Barbara, you watched the State of the Union.
Yes, I did.
Please give our audience your impression.
Oh, I was so proud. I watched it on YouTube, and I was applauding with the audience. You know, I was standing up, and I was in the room by myself because I was very proud that our president touched on everything that's important to America, to Americans. He talked about infrastructure. He talked about stopping some of the funding to our enemies so that we can have more money to do what we need to do here in America. I mean, he talked about those people who have, who have been incarcerated and giving them a second chance at life. I mean, he talked about job training and developing people to get out there in the workforce. And then it's just wonderful to hear how we are now producing oil. Mm. Oh, my goodness. The speech was so wonderful. It was so dynamic. It was so comprehensive.
Wow.
That I was very proud to be an American. And then when he said that Americans have dreams, too.
Yes.
And that my goodness, that had me applauding.
Right.
Because we do dream. Mm-hmm. And the American dream is attainable.
Right.
But we need to have certain things in place. Mm. We need an improved educational system, et cetera. And we do need job training and job readiness. And he talked about from welfare to work, where more Americans will participate in achieving the American dream for themselves. He said, this is our time because there's a new sheriff in town.
Absolutely. Based on the feedback, particularly from the more conservative wing of the political spectrum, I think based on what I've heard, I didn't actually get to watch the speech, but I saw excerpts of it and I've heard about the speech. But based on the commentary that I've been reading, it was well received. And I think the president did a great job. And to go back to that line, Americans are dreamers, too. I think that was very powerful because what the Democrats have done is they've taken a group of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, and they've labeled them as dreamers. I mean, as if to say these people are dreamers. And Americans aren't. And that's really a misrepresentation of what is going on. Now, Barbara, what was your observation in terms of the Democratic members of Congress, their behavior?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Nancy Pelosi looked like her face was coming apart. Cory Booker, I mean, he doesn't need to make any faces. He looked like a bozo.
I know.
But he reminded me of an angry, mean, and demonically inspired Bozo the Clown. Mm. I mean, they made such faces. They looked horrible. Mm-hmm. Gutierrez, is, I think everyone is aware of the fact that when they started shouting, USA, he walked out. I mean, they are so disrespectful. Mm. And I got an article from Town Hall. Mm-hmm. Dated February the 1st, and you know what the title of it is. Mm. The Night the Democratic Party Committed Political Suicide.
Mm.
And I pray that those who are members of the Democratic Party pay attention
right.
to how your representatives were acting.
Right.
They are supposed to be representing you. And if that's an indication of who you are, that's a very poor picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this article, it mentions that 97% of Republican viewers liked Trump's speech. 72% of independents liked it.
Mm.
Amazingly, 43% of Democrats liked it. Overall,
wow.
75% of Americans approved of the speech.
Mm.
And a shocking 8 out of 10 felt President Trump was trying to unite the nation rather than divide it.
Mm.
You know, and that's what we need right now. You know, I was thinking of how divisive, you know, some of these Democrats are and continue to be. Because we had, I think it was 12 Democrats who boycotted the State of the Union.
Wow.
Among those, you know, we had a representative from Washington, Pramila Jayapal, whatever it is, Bobby Rush, Danny Davis, Jan Skakowski, Barbara Lee, Juan Vargas, Maxine Waters, of course, from California. All of those
yeah.
were from California. Frederica Wilson of Florida,
mm-hmm.
John Lewis of Georgia, Albro Sears or whatever it is from New Jersey, and then from New York, Gregory Meeks.
Mm.
You know, he's a member of the Black Caucus.
Right.
And he said he doesn't give him respect or because Donald Trump doesn't respect him or his people. How crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we had Eric Blumenauer or whatever it is, Blumenauer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These people are very, what can I say? They don't represent their districts well, because I'm quite sure that some people in their districts are Trump supporters.
Right.
And they are hired to represent mm-hmm. those people who voted for them, not their personal opinions.
Absolutely.
So during when it comes time for their reelection, mm-hmm. people who are devoted to voting for these people or devoted to the Democratic Party mm-hmm. should think again and again and again. Are
right.
they?
Right.
Symbols of unification that we need in this country. Are they representing you the way a decent person would represent? And I think the answer is no. So those of you who may be listening to my feeble voice, if you voted for them in the past, think about it before you continue to let them continue representing you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think that that town hall title kind of says
yes, it does. Yes,
it sums it up. I think
yes.
The Democratic Party really committed political suicide on Tuesday night. They were scowling. They had bad attitudes.
Yes.
Even when Trump announced, it was to a certain extent, from as one analyst described it, was like an infomercial of his accomplishments.
Yes.
But he has a right to state what he has accomplished in just a year. And even when he mentioned that black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been in this country's history, they just sat on their hands. The Democrats, displayed such a bad attitude that it really reflected poorly on their party.
Well, I think that they're not happy with the good news about unemployment for blacks or Hispanics mm-hmm. because they say, oh my goodness, that's dipping into their victim pool
mm-hmm.
because they want minorities to feel that they're victims so they can come and say, oh yes, oh, America is so racist. Mm-hmm. You need me as your savior. You need me as your deliverer. So vote for me. They play that race card continuously. So they're not happy that blacks and Hispanics are able to find jobs. They're not happy that more people will be seeking their own level of freedom, happiness, and the American dream.
Absolutely. Now, Barbara, we were speaking earlier, and we talked about how one party, the Republicans, it's becoming more clear, I should say, how one party seems to be America first, and the other party, the Democratic Party, is illegals first. Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Well, my take on it is that they're just trying to create another voting block. You see, if they say we are not defined by borders like the previous administration did, and they're fighting so hard to act like we're not defined by borders, we have no immigration laws, no rules and regulations, come to a sanctuary state, come to the sanctuary city. Exactly. City. This way, the people that they are able to get into this country on those terms, forget about our laws,
right,
they will be beholden to the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
This is just for a voting block.
Right.
It's not about the safety of Americans.
Exactly.
It's not about the welfare of Americans. It's not about what it's costing the taxpayers to take care of illegal aliens that come here unskilled and looking for handouts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's so unfair.
It is. It is
to the working class.
Right.
That's unfair to all Americans, because even the people who are not working maybe have been retired.
Right.
You're afraid to live because of all of the extra violence that you have in your communities. You're afraid to walk the streets alone. Because, and all of this costs money for us to have our law enforcement very vigilant, and we need to increase them. I mean, we have enough, what can I say? We have enough of our own homegrown criminals. We need people to be vetted. We need to be allowed to determine who comes into our country.
Right, right.
But
the Democrats, though, they just want unfiltered, unvetted, flood the borders, immigration, and that is not fair to this country. I mean, I respect illegal immigrants as people. A number of them are hardworking people. Not all of them come here just for the benefits. A lot of them come here for the opportunity, but too many do get on benefits. I will acknowledge that. What the Democratic Party doesn't want, really, black people and Hispanics who were born here to realize is that the more you allowed unfettered, unfiltered, unchecked illegal immigration, particularly of those with low skills, it impacts the employment of blacks and Hispanics.
Absolutely.
In particularly urban areas. They're the
absolutely
ones that
affected
are not
they're very
affected
much
a lot. The
That's
Democratic
correct.
Party counts on blacks and American-born Hispanics not to realize that. We cannot allow unchecked immigration. It will hurt the black community. Now, I see you have an article here that talks about chain migration, if you want
to
talk to you on that article.
That's
please.
Another thing that our president was mentioning. Ending the process known as chain migration and the diversity visa lottery program is the center mainstream view of the American people. And this is what President Trump told the GEP lawmakers on Thursday.
GOP,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And I want to read something else that he said. We want immigration rules that protect our communities, defend our security, and admit people who will love our country and contribute to our society. You know, is that asking too much?
Right.
I mean, this is common sense. This is logical.
Right, exactly.
We want immigration rules that protect our communities.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough crime committed by, as I said before, homegrown criminals.
Absolutely.
But now here we're importing criminals.
Exactly.
You know, you deport them, they come back. What about the one who killed
Kate Steinle?
Thank you. Perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
And she's unfortunately not the only one.
Right.
You know, what do they call them? Not gold star families. I'm thinking about
angel
the military. Angel families.
Right.
We have a number of them, and that's enough. Enough is enough.
I want to touch on that, though.
Yes.
during the State of the Union, I mean, we'll probably go back to the State of the Union several times because the Democrats just behaved so poorly.
Oh, my goodness,
when the president pointed out the families of a young lady, well, two girls who were murdered by the MS-13 gang.
Yes,
the Democrats just sat on their hands. Now, these are people.
Horrible.
These are two young girls murdered by illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. That's why we're trying to deport them, because they've come to the United States and formed gangs, and it's particularly bad in Long Island, New York, and I also think it's bad in Los Angeles as well. But and these are angel families when your daughter, son, family members has been murdered by an illegal alien.
Right.
And the Democrats did nothing. They were just disrespectful to the president. When the president pointed out a young man who had escaped the horrors of North Korea, I mean, his brother and sister were eating dirt. It was just horrible. And he crawled, if I understand correctly, he found his way
Absolutely.
To China. The man now lives in South Korea. He still keeps the crutches. And President Trump pointed him out. And the Democrats just sat on their hands.
I almost cried.
The country star superstar, Charlie Daniels, said something very profound the other day. He said if Chuck Schumer spoke about our veterans as passionately as he speaks about illegal aliens, it would just be amazing.
It would.
I mean, if Chuck Schumer and other Democrats, they are risking their political capital on people who are not legally in this country. Now, we can have compassion on them. This is a better country. A lot of them come from countries that are third world, and it's third world. But they're here illegally, and to put their interests above the interests of Americans, people who are born here, is outrageous, in my opinion.
I just wish people who voted for Chuck Schumer, I'm a New Yorker, I would never vote for Chuck Schumer, never did. People who have voted for him to keep him in that position would hear what you're saying, would listen to what you're saying, and would take it to heart, because he doesn't deserve to be in that position. You know, he should be, considered political suicide, but that's only if the people who listen respond. And it will be, because he deserves to be recalled and retired, because he's not representing New York. He is one of the people who participated in that lottery system that our president wants to stop. And remember, one of the almost terrorists was part of that lottery system. Mm-hmm. Schumer doesn't believe that we should have arms, but yet and still he carries arms. Mm. He doesn't deserve to be a senator.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
But it's up to we the people.
True.
So I hope my fellow New Yorkers are listening to my voice, or if they're not, just tell them what I said. Mm-hmm. He doesn't deserve to be in that position, because he's detrimental to America.
You know, Democrats, they have displayed such disrespect for this country, and they don't appreciate what this country means and what it has done for other people. Now, we went to a funeral this past Monday of the mother of one of our dear friends, and I don't want to reveal her name or anything like that, but this is a lady who went through basically hell during World War
II. That's correct.
And like so many other people who've gone through hell, not only in Europe, but in Vietnam, Cambodia, in Africa, and other nations, they find refuge in the United States.
In the United States, right.
And this is what this country means to millions of people around the world.
Absolutely.
And for the Democrats to have such a poor attitude about the greatness of America, and thank God we have a president who believes in the greatness of America, for them to have such an attitude is an utter disgrace.
Absolutely. And from this article, the night the Democratic Party committed political suicide, I just want to read this short little paragraph. A booming economy is a step backwards to this group.
Mm.
The American flag is something to be ashamed of. God is a curse.
Mm.
And job creation is a sin.
Wow.
It's clear that they are the party that wants to make America miserable again.
Wow.
This was the night the Democratic Party committed political suicide.
Very, very powerful.
Very powerful. God is a curse.
Wow. Wow.
You know, that's why they support, you know, kneeling at our flag, kneeling at our anthem. Mm-hmm. They are anti-America because America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and God is a curse to them.
You know, there were several Democratic rebuttals to President Trump's State of the Union, the most famous of which was done by Joe Kennedy, a member of the Kennedy clan, a prestigious family, historic family. I don't think he did that well.
No, he did not.
He didn't. The optics weren't very well. There was something around the side of his mouth. Poor guy. He spoke Spanish because they want to appeal to Hispanics. And that's fine to a certain extent. But I think what the Democratic Party, where they're making a mistake, is they're not putting the working American first. And that's what the Democratic Party used to represent. They used to represent Mr. and Mrs. Average American, the working poor and the poor.
Yes.
Now they seem to have forgotten, or they don't care about representing Mr. and Mrs. America, the average American. They just want to represent illegals as if that's going to put them over the hump for victory. Because remember, folks, it's about power.
That's what it's about. And control.
And control. But they lost power, and they weren't expected to lose power because the average American, the forgotten American, said, Trump is speaking for me, and that's why he won.
Absolutely. Very well put, Ms. Timon. That is absolutely correct. You know, we're sick and tired of politicians playing politics. So what do we do? We voted for a businessman who says he knows the art of the deal, and it's proving to be correct. The job market is opening. I forgot how much he said that Exxon is investing, $50
billion. It would be billions.
That is correct. Jobs are coming back.
That's right.
The art of the deal.
Yep.
And you know what was so unusual about his speech? He remembers his promises that he made to us. He keeps reminding himself about them. He hasn't forgotten them, and we're not used to that.
Right.
We're used to a politician saying all of these wonderful things, being so charismatic. And then once they take that oath of office, forget you. Forget what I promised to do.
Right.
Oh, this is going to be the most transparent administration. And then you see the doors are locked. What's so refreshing is we see someone who believes in what he says and is trying to do what he wanted you to believe he would do.
Yes. We're going to go to a break. We have 5 minutes. But I want to touch on this FISA court quickly, and then we're going to come back to it, I'm sure, after the break.
Okay.
FISA is the acronym for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It is a court, basically a court to which you go and apply for to get a warrant in order to spy on Americans, essentially. It was enacted by the 95th Congress of the United States, and it was done really in the context of the war on terror, because we currently have terror cells in the United States, and we need to do some spying to some extent. To find out about any possible plots or plans to harm or kill Americans. So really, after 9/11, FISA made sense. Now, that brings me, I just wanted to give you that background before we just jumped into the memo that was released on Friday by
Yes.
Representative Devin Nunes of California, Republican. The Democrats and the media fought, and the FBI fought tooth and nail to not have this memo released.
Right.
And I think we now know why. And I think unlike others in the media, the mainstream media, who have tried to whitewash this and say, oh, the memo is not that big of a deal. Ladies and gentlemen, I truly do believe it is a big deal. The bottom line for me, and we can get into the in more details when we come back from the break. The bottom line is, unfortunately, the FBI and the Department of Justice presented a request for a warrant to the FISA court that was based on untruths.
Absolutely.
And it may have not been a literal untruth, like they lied, but they lied by omission. They left out critical information in order to get the warrant. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, you're just too generous. You're too nice. They did it deliberately. All of those minds didn't just, overlook it. I believe it was deliberate.
Oh, yeah. They lied by omission. They left out certain key facts.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They omitted those facts, and, it just shows the corruption, and it shows the need to drain that swamp.
Absolutely.
Period. Mm-hmm. Because, unfortunately, we have corruption even in our system. We are not perfect, but thank God we have laws on the books that it can restrain a lot of this corruption.
Exactly.
So I'm happy about that. And it's a disgrace what they did. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that in spite of the fact that the Democrats, yes, the FBI, and mm-hmm, others did, yeah, not want it to be released,
yes,
to the people,
yes,
who support this government.
Yes.
It's the people,
yes,
who keep this government working.
Absolutely.
It's we the people, and we deserve to be informed.
Absolutely.
About the corruption, about the lies, about the misrepresentation. All of these things that are going on affect our daily lives. It's time for us to take that break, but we don't want you to forget to stay tuned to our urban story, because we have more to discuss. See you later.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey, Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
And here we are again, our urban story. Thank you so much for staying with us. Miss Diamond, you said that you had some things you wanted to talk about.
Right, I did. So let's go back to the bombshell memo. And to me, it is a bombshell.
It is.
I'm not sure it rises to the level of Watergate, but it is very serious. It's an abuse of power by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a bureau that is really imbued with a sense of integrity.
Yes.
It's supposed to be neutral. They are
absolutely
not tied to any political party. But there were several missteps made by the FBI, and I think one of the best ways to clean up that agency is just to admit they made mistakes. Number one, I'm taking this, by the way, and I want to give the credit to thefederalist.com. And they posted a story yesterday, February 2nd, 2018, by Bray Payton. And the title of it is, here are the seven biggest bombshells in the House Intel memo on FISA abuses.
Mm.
Okay. I'm just going to quote here because I think it's just better for me to quote very quickly. A four-page memo compiled by House Intelligence Committee Republicans says that the FBI relied on information collected by an unreliable source whose work was funded by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign to obtain a warrant to surveil a Trump campaign associate named Carter Page. Here are some of the most shocking bombshells outlined in the memo, which summarizes information compiled by congressional Republicans. Number one, the FBI used news articles sourced by Steele to corroborate his dossier.
And that's Christopher Steele, right?
This is actually former British spy Christopher Steele, correct?
Right.
Thank you, Barbara. So there was no independent corroboration of the articles. These were sourced by Steele himself. And I won't go into the meat of the, I'm just going to give you the highlights. Second bombshell. The FBI knew Steele was being paid by the DNC, Hillary Clinton, and chose not to tell the FISA court. So the warrant that they presented to the FISA court was politically based.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it were not, if it were just about the facts, ma'am, as they used to say on an old television show, the FBI would have disclosed, we're presenting information from Christopher Steele. However, he is being paid by the Democratic National Committee and by Hillary Clinton's campaign. The FBI left that information out. Second or third bombshell, without the Steele dossier, and Steele worked for Fusion GPS, a research firm that was hired by Perkins Coie, a law firm Hillary Clinton and the DNC were making payments to. So indirectly, Hillary and the DNC were paying for this dossier, which was used
that was it
to secure the warrant to
yes
get to be able to spy on Carter Page, who worked for Donald Trump. So in December 2017, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who recently resigned, testified before the House Intelligence Committee that the FBI, this is critical, that the FBI would not have sought a warrant without Steele's dossier, a dossier that was not independently corroborated and not sourced from reliable folks, information, data, what have you. It was false. To your point, Barbara, you're right.
That's right.
The FBI spied on Trump's associate for nearly a year. For what purpose? Why did they spy on Carter Page? So Carter Page is in the process of updating his lawsuits. Former FBI director signed one of the three renewal applications on behalf of the FBI, and McCabe signed one. McCabe's wife, by the way, worked for GPS,
That's
Fusion
correct.
GPS.
Right. Right.
So there's corruption here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With each of these renewals, the FBI chose not to disclose to the court that it had relied on information from Trump's political opponents in its quest to surveil a Trump campaign manager member. Excuse me. Before I go on, you have any comments, Barbara?
Well, I mean, it is disgraceful. Every part of this is disgraceful. And I don't know which of the Republican candidates that were vying to become president could have withstood all of this. Mm-hmm. You know, our president, you know, he's tough.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have anyone who was less tough survive.
True.
And this is horrible. That's all.
Yeah, it's an abuse of power.
It is a total abuse.
Number five, the FBI dismissed Steele as a source soon after it secured the initial FISA warrant. Now, they dismissed him because he revealed to Mother Jones, a liberal outfit,
right,
that he worked with the FBI. He was bragging. So they dismissed him after they used his false information to get the FISA warrant. Number six, the FBI did not tell the court it had dismissed Steele. When the Bureau sought the aforementioned 90-day renewals, the FBI did not tell the FISA court that they relied upon, which they relied on the initial warrant, that they did not tell him they had terminated the source for the warrant for which they applied and was granted by the FISA court.
And you know, this was all under the administration, the former administration. So I believe that, you know, all of them are involved from the top on down.
We haven't tied it to Obama yet, but
it will be.
Devin Nunez says there's more to come. And number seven, I was incorrect about one thing. The lady, she was actually the wife.
Right.
Says Department of Justice's official's wife was getting paid by Fusion GPS.
Isn't that something?
Fusion GPS.
Follow the dollar. Follow the stink dollars.
False dossier against Donald Trump.
Yes.
Throughout the process of obtaining the initial warrant, then Associate Deputy General Bruce Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS. Okay. The firm that hired Steele to dig up dirt on Trump. At the firm, she helped conduct opposition research on Trump and his associates. The FBI did not disclose this to the court. And I'll just read this very quickly, this final paragraph. Orr was demoted within the DOJ in December 2017 after it was discovered he had concealed meetings with Steele and Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson. During these meetings, Steele confided in Orr that he was, quote, desperate that Donald Trump not get elected, unquote. The FBI knew about Steele's political bias against Trump, but did not make this known to the court. Now, again, the source for this is The Federalist, and the author is Bray Payton, and it was published yesterday, February 2nd.
Wow. I hope those of you who are listening, you know, have taken all of this in just to show you the depth. And thank you so much, Ms. Diamond, for your research and for your in-depth review to us about putting it all together so that we can all understand what's going on.
And Barbara, before we move on, I just want to point out, on Breitbart.com today.
Yes.
February 3rd, they have an article titled 16 Bombshells
right.
in the Nunez Memo the Media Do Not Want You to Know About. There's more here. And I'm glad the White House said do not redact the names.
Good.
We needed to know all of them who
That's
were
right.
involved in this. And it's just the fact, I think one of the key things, Barbara, and we're going to move on, but the fact that I believe Andrew McCabe said, and he recently testified before Congress, that no surveillance would have been sought without that dossier.
And it was all based on a lie.
So why is Robert Mueller still pursuing the Russia investigation?
He's wasting the taxpayer dollars. Because every time it's discovered, the DNC and Hillary campaign, her campaign,
they have tentacles.
They're connected.
They have tentacles in
connected.
This. So from what I understand, and I'm going to dig a little deeper on that, the whole Russia thing, the whole Russia investigation is based on the same dossier
that's
found to be full of flaws, the same dossier that was
that's
used
a lie.
To secure a warrant,
right.
but it's based on a lie.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Barbara, I know you wanted to mention some other things. Let's get to those.
Well, yes. Thank you again. I just wanted to mention that it was brought to my attention that the U.S. oil production hits the highest level in nearly 50 years.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
In November 2017, crude oil production reached 10.038 million per day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in other words, America is becoming great again.
Yeah.
And what is this due to? It's due to the perfection of fracking and the discovery of vast new fuel that deposits in North Dakota mm-hmm. and elsewhere across our great country.
Yes.
In addition, I just wanted to mention that our president made some remarks during a tour of the Border mm-hmm. Patrol National Targeting Center. That was on Friday, and that's in Virginia.
Right.
And he said he wants to build a real wall, not a little wall.
Yeah.
They have them. They don't work, Trump said. You need a real wall that will work 99.9% perfect. That'll
mm-hmm.
work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are prototypes of the wall that are being looked at, you know, today, you know, being looked at.
Right, right. I want to glom onto that, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the DACA situation, Deferred Action Childhood. I forget the exact.
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember it, and then I don't, but you know what I mean, DACA.
Yes.
Trump is interesting because he actually proposed to the Democrats will increase the number from, 800,000 to 1.8 million.
Right.
I don't agree with him on that.
No, I don't either.
But what he's tying it to, he's like, okay, we'll increase the number we want to grant amnesty to, but in exchange for that, I want $25 billion, with a B, for the wall. We have to end chain migration. And we end the diversity lottery.
Right.
Visa. Excuse me. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing with the diversity visa, it was created a few years ago because the Democrats wanted more immigrants to come from Middle Eastern or Muslim countries and countries like Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, these different Kazakhstan, you know, the stands. So that's one of the reasons why we have the diversity lottery.
Diversity.
To bring people who are not normally immigrating, getting into the United States. But that has led to bringing in some radical Muslims into this country.
And Chuck Schumer was very instrumental in getting this passed.
Yes, thanks for that reminder.
Yes.
The chain migration, to me, is even more dangerous.
It is.
Because one person can get into the United States, and not only can he sponsor his immediate family, but he or she can sponsor extended family members. So one person can feasibly allow 30 other people to come in.
I did some research on that, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but millions and millions of immigrants have come in through chain migration.
Right, and it needs to stop.
And we're one of the few countries that participate in chain migration.
Right, that needs to be controlled. That absolutely needs to be controlled. And particularly when it comes to Muslim immigration, we have to be very careful. I'm not anti-Muslim, but I do know what happens is they're not encouraged to. Well, just look at Europe. where the rapes of the in the Sweden
absolutely
and Germany,
that's right,
out of control, the rape
and in
grooming,
Germany, right,
like rape grooming gangs in Great Britain, where
yes.
they have these Muslim grooming gangs that are targeting young women, and if they bring that culture of marrying girls who are not who haven't even reached puberty, they believe in Sharia law, it could present a danger to the larger community.
Oh, definitely.
So we have to be very careful, as we mentioned earlier. Now, Trump is saying, hey, if you Democrats, if you're really interested in protecting DACA, I need $25 billion for the wall. We're going to end chain migration and the diversity.
I don't like that 1.8 million people,
right.
you know, that he, you know, is proposing.
Right.
You know, when Reagan did his immigration thing, that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, let's talk about Reagan for a moment. Because you mentioned to me earlier today that Reagan was also the subject of impeachment articles.
Oh, my goodness, yes, by the Democrats, 1981. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Even Jesse Jackson got in on that.
Mm.
You know, I did some research on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw this article. Well, when I saw this article about the Democrats committing political suicide.
Right.
And in there someplace it mentioned about impeachment, but it said that this is not anything new.
Wow.
So it caused me to do some more research.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out that they tried to impeach even George Bush.
Wow.
The last Bush, mm-hmm. the George W. Bush.
George W., the son.
Yes. So this is part of their strategy. Now, the Republicans did impeach Clinton,
mm-hmm.
but rightfully so.
Right.
You know, but they've tried to, the Reaganism, they tried to take their country back. They thought that Reagan was going to do something to their country that was detrimental. Reagan believed in God.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
And just like this article I read earlier, you know, God is a curse to them.
Mm.
So anyone that says God bless America and they mean it, or in God we trust, they view them as a foreigner and a threat.
Right, and I heard that the ACLU was upset that Trump mentioned America like multiple times, like they were upset.
Yes.
You know, Trump is about America first.
Thank God.
As president of the United States, he is a steward over 300 million people. What is so unusual about a president of the, I guess Obama.
They were more comfortable
course.
With Obama because Obama was not comfortable with God.
Mm.
Period. That flyer I did before he became president, I painted him as the poster boy of the godless.
Right. Yeah, right.
And you thought that I was being harsh, mm-hmm. but come to find out, I was right.
Yeah, no. And I think the Democrats, you know,
yes.
speaking, we mentioned Joe Kennedy, the young Kennedy, obviously who gave the rebuttal the other night with the Democrats. But I have to say, John F. Kennedy was more in line with what I thought the Democratic Party represented.
Me too. Right.
And I thought the Democratic Party, although they were different from the Republicans, I never thought of them as anti-American. But Obama has taken the Democrats down a path they should not have never gone down. Now, I have my policy differences with Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton was a centrist Democrat. Little too liberal for me, but Bill Clinton never struck me as anti-American.
Right.
And that's what tripped up his wife. That's why Hillary did not win. If the Democrats want to know why didn't Hillary win, because she did not push America first. And her husband knew. Bill Clinton, from what I understand, advised Hillary Clinton's campaign to speak to the farmer, speak to the people
yes, yes.
in middle America, and not participate in all this identity politics of gays, lesbians, blacks, illegal aliens. And they did not speak to the average American, and that's why she lost.
I'm glad she didn't
listen right?
to him.
Right.
Because I think we'd be in a pickle if she had
yes.
been elected.
Yes.
And number two, I don't think she was electable because of her character.
Mm.
They have so many documented instances of her lying,
yeah.
of her when she defended that pervert that raped that little 12-year-old girl, and she
right.
was laughing about it.
Mm.
When she said she was under fire, and there were little girls giving her flowers when
yeah.
she visited, what was it?
Bosnia. Yeah.
I mean, no one in their right mind would know that a person's a liar and would want to vote for them if they had any morals themselves.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far.
I do go that far.
But I would say it was a blessing that Hillary was not successful in her campaign. I think it was a blessing that
I know
she
it was.
Wasn't elected. But because one of the biggest lies, and it's a documented lie, is Benghazi.
Oh, Benghazi was just over the top.
Oh, it was over the top.
Over the top. I mean, how could anyone vote for her knowing that she let our ambassador and three heroes die needlessly and then lied to the American people? I have no respect for Hillary supporters who knew that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a flat-out lie. Benghazi, there's no cutting corners.
Absolutely.
There's no way you can, because it's documented that she retold her daughter, and she told an Egyptian official it was a terrorist attack, but she told the American people, I had Susan Rice.
It was based on
American,
a video.
Right. A video 99.9 of us had never and will never see.
You know, she was an unfit candidate. I mean, her reputation from all the way from Arkansas is just tarnished with lies, with deceit, with murder, with mysterious deaths. So I shouldn't say murder because they haven't proved that she murdered anyone. Right. But mysterious deaths, fingerprints on items and stuff. I just could not have any moral conscience and vote for someone like that to represent the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And for her to have the nerve to say we elected a sexual abuser and he's in our White House and be married to Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. who is an undeniable pervert and harasser, assaulter of women, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, where is her mind? Where is her conscience? I don't think it exists anymore. Her conscience is just seared.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We met Haitian people down there at Trump Tower before the election who knew that she had stolen the contributions that should have gone to the Haitian people. Mm-hmm. And she stole them and kept them in the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, it's pretty much
it's terrible.
Proven that they exploited the hurricane situation in Haiti about 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
And she hired her brother to do some work in Haiti.
Yes.
Not an independent contractor. I mean,
everything is crooked.
I remember when Bill Clinton filmed a commercial with former President George H.W. Bush asking for donations for Haiti, and apparently some of that was misappropriated.
No, they got Chelsea get that $10.5 million apartment in Manhattan.
Because how could they get so rich in such a
short period of time?
Not $5 million rich, not $10 million rich. These people are worth at least $100 million. There's no company, no factory, no product. It's not like they're
nothing
manufacturing anything. It was off of pay by play.
And she's the one who said when they left the White House, they were flat broke.
Which we know is a lie. Barbara, your book, it's coming out in May. You want to talk about it a little bit, please?
Yes, I think that people will find it very exciting. Once again, you can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, where else?
Walmart,
Books A Million,
Amazon, pre-order.
Simon & Schuster.
SimonAndSchuster.com, I assume?
Simon & Schuster, that's all I know.
Okay.
And it's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Mm-hmm. And if you go on there and, you know, put on there Barbara from Harlem, you'll get that. Let me just read this to you. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations is a journey through the eyes and life of one of America's most outspoken conservative African-American women. Barbara from Harlem was born into a culture that believes that being black equals being a Democrat.
Mm.
She did not totally understand the term liberal or its consequences.
Mm.
This book takes you on my journey from being naive to being informed about the real reality in America. And let me leave you with this about the book. You know what my guides are? My God, my country, and my conscience. So I think you'll find some things that you don't normally find in books. I have a chapter in there called Thank God for Slavery. And this is a black woman saying that. Wow. But you'll find it very interesting. I have another chapter in there that's called Clergy Chatter. I am an ordained minister, and I grew up in the church playing the piano and being the Sunday school representative. Clergy Chatter will be very interesting and very unusual. So please don't forget to go to those outlets that we named and place your order for Barbara's Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Before we leave you this afternoon, we want to remind you about Israel.
Yes.
And what they're doing to ISIS. Mm. They're on the march and they're in the fight to eliminate these barbarians.
And that's exactly what they are.
And that's what they are.
That's what they are.
Because what they do to people is so inhumane.
Yes, it's true.
So Israel bombed Islamic State positions in southern Syria. So our sisters and brothers over there in Israel are taking the fight to the cowards that want to place bombs in inconspicuous places, use cars to run over people, jump out, stab them, innocent people.
Yeah.
Because they don't believe that anyone has the right to worship anyone other than their God.
And what's extraordinary is that the United States could have wiped out ISIS years ago under Obama, and we chose not to do that.
Absolutely.
And thousands and many lives were lost needlessly because of essentially our cowardice. And that's unfortunate. And Trump showed that you can wipe out ISIS. I never understood, and I know we're short on, very short on time, about 2 minutes. I never understood when ISIS was had formed convoys and they were on their way from Syria to Iraq.
Why we didn't bomb them?
All those man hours, power, blood, sweat, and tears to save Iraq. Why we allowed ISIS just roll in Iraq and do what they did? I will never understand it. It wasn't like they were in a desert. They were an open where it's in a jungle.
Well, he was a sympathizer.
They were open. They were visible. We could have dropped bombs on them.
We elected and re-elected a Muslim sympathizer, someone who had nerve enough to say that Muslims built this country. Yet, you don't see one hospital, you don't see a charity, you don't see a road named after these wonderful Muslims that built this country.
Right.
This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Exactly. You don't see Sharia law in any of our legislation, any of our statute ordinances, any of that, because we wouldn't be eating pork, we wouldn't have pets.
That's correct.
We wouldn't be listening to music. This is all in Sharia law. So
absolutely,
it's a lie. It is an utter lie to say Muslims helped build this country.
But why we didn't destroy them is because he's a sympathizer. That's why he's locking arms with Farrakhan and et cetera. And when he was endorsed by one of the Muslims, big time Muslims, he didn't reject that endorsement. Don't forget now, go and please order your book. And we will see you again, God spare our lives, next Saturday. And don't forget, you're listening to
Our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 501-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.